Sober Sunday, all of the little bits that didn't make a main episode or we didn't deem worthy enough to be a full episode. Worthy enough. Sounds like we're hosting court. It's like you were not worthy to step into this place. My name is Caitlin.
I'm Tash. Yeah. I'm still an alcoholic.
Yeah. It's Sober Sunday. So yeah, whatever goes, goes.
It's all happening. But I want to talk about marketing.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the unbelievable expanse of alcohol and alcohol-related merch that is absolutely thrown at you, especially over the festive period.
Like, yeah.
I noticed a huge, huge influx of alcohol-related marketing.
Yeah.
Some of it was quite concerning, to be honest. But yeah, let's get into it.
Yeah, let's.
Cool.
What's some stuff you saw over the festive period that you teased us with it?
I mean, I really hated the wine stocking. Did you see that?
Yes.
So it's like this plastic stocking that's basically got like a goon nozzle, like a pourer at the bottom.
Yeah.
And I guess the idea is that you hang it up on the fireplace and drink, like, I don't know.
From the fireplace? Like, how would
you? Yeah, I guess you're supposed to hold it up and like pour it directly into your mouth. Like,
yeah.
Well, I mean, that's what I would do. Maybe you're supposed to pour it into a glass. I don't know, but
that's not what you do with goon sex.
Yeah.
What?
So I think that's fucking weird and not okay.
Yeah.
And it was, the way I saw it was a major national broadcasting radio station shared it, like a family-friendly radio station.
Yeah, radio stations have been really interesting in terms of marketing and alcohol in the last couple of months, particularly in Australia, because we've had like big music countdowns happen and like drinking games associated to them.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we can reference that.
Like, yeah, sure.
Hottest 100 day. Yeah. So in Australia, we have a great independent radio station called Triple J that is known for unearthing, as it were, some of the best local and new music. They give really fantastic leg ups to young creatives and young startups in the music industry. And they have had, how long's Hottest 100 been going for?
That's a very good question that I don't know the answer to.
Forever.
Ooh, at least 20 years.
Yeah. It's a long time. So the Hottest 100 countdown of music as voted by the Australian public.
Yes.
Millions.
If you are not an Australian, you probably don't know the background, but used to be on Australia Day / Invasion Day, as I will now call it henceforth.
Yeah.
But then there was a huge backlash from the community listening to Triple J's Hottest 100 because their usual demographic are like people in their 20s who actually care about the community that isn't their own.
Yeah.
And the community that is their own. So we got moved to either the day before or after Invasion Day. This year is on the 25th of January.
Yep.
And what I saw in the lead up to it was every single media outlet talking about how you can drink with the Hottest 100.
Yes. All the drinking games.
Yeah, yep. Or like all the different types of drinks cleverly crafted and named after musical artists that
very
you might
punny.
Have voted for.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just, it was a lot.
And I mean, I guess Invasion Day has always been, unfortunately, associated with people getting pissed and having barbecues.
Oh, yeah.
Like that's, it's not about what it really is about.
No.
You know, that's, I don't think it's a topic we'll cover right meow, but it's always been around drinking. It's always been about who can get the most drunk, who can, you don't have work tomorrow, so you can completely write yourself off. Like it's almost like a challenge, you know, like who can be the most embarrassing, be the most ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm sure we have all been to many parties. Oh, Caitlin's making a face.
Yes.
Ooh,
to many Hottest 100, like I've always called them Hottest 100 parties because I'm not going to celebrate Australia Day or Invasion Day. I'm going to listen to music.
Yes, and celebrate those artists who have worked so damn hard to get the recognition that they deserve.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. But yeah, so that was weird. Lots of like binge drinking and promoting it.
Like, yes. Well, it's the same with like the same around Christmas. I saw so many breakfast champagne articles.
Oh, my goodness.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, just how it had become a tradition in their family between their friends of like, morning mimosas or whatever.
Yeah.
Merry mimosas? What are
Merry
they
Merry mimosa. I like that. Yeah, it is though. It's like a morning mimosa. For me, my regular was always morning mimosas with croissants.
Yeah.
Followed by tons of alcohol, bottles and bottles of wine.
Yeah.
Champagne. Maybe going into the hibiscus flowers and champagne.
Okay.
You know, the little things that open up and make your drink a little bit fancy.
I know it in tea, but not in alcohol.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'd put it in champagne. And then you've got your big fancy lunch and then you're doing like maybe a neat spirit or something, you know.
Yeah.
And then it's afterwards, then it's the real drinking. Like then you're making cocktails. Like is this eggnog? Is like how many different wines can I mix together with water?
Okay.
Like it's a bad time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hottest 100. What did you do? Did you do anything for that day?
I went to a friend's house and drank.
Wow.
Yeah, right? I mean, took all the shit and like I did exactly that.
But tell me about that. Like was that the intent? Like you were going to drink?
I think like I went knowing that I was going to be drinking.
Because that was the point of the party sort of?
No, the point was to listen to the Hottest 100 together. And then it became a thing of like, oh, let's like we're drinking, might as well like just have a bit of fun of like if your song comes on, then like guess finish your drink. Like and you have the time of the song to finish
it. I actually feel like I saw from actually some of our Patreons, I feel like I saw some photos of drinking game rules.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Interesting.
Was that the party you were at?
Who maybe we had one.
Oh, all right.
Interesting. Yeah, it was drinking rules of like you take take a sip every time there's like a sad clap on the radio station, which was a joke and it only happened once and it happened before we'd made the rules.
Sure.
Take a sip every time Billie Eilish's Bad Guy is sampled.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
But, like, the big one was, like, finish your drink if your song plays. Sure. But none of us voted for songs that ended up in the top 100 anyway.
That's quite funny.
If it was the top 200, it would have been a different story, which we did go and listen to together anyway, but, like, wasn't drinking.
That's nice. I also saw one of our Patreons, Remy, sent us the wine-inspired hair care range. Did you see that?
No.
It's ridiculous. So it's basically like hair masks and it's called like Pinot Grigio Deep Conditioner, Beautiful Rosé Deep Conditioner. It's on our Instagram highlights if you guys want to have a look, but why?
Wait, like,
why?
I don't understand. Is it it's a product for your hair?
Yeah. It's just shampoo and conditioner.
Why is it named after alcohol?
I don't know. Because alcohol's cool and classy and it's all rose gold and baby soft pinks, like very aesthetically pleasing, I guess.
I can feel my brain breaking.
Mm. So that was gross. I didn't like that. I also saw a gross, Jamila sent us a blackboard that says beer is 90% water. Stay hydrated.
Mm, like, that's not okay.
That's fake news. Do you know what I mean? Like That's
not a fact.
That's not a fact. Like alcohol, and of course I get it that they're just trying to make a little punny blackboard joke and I'm sure there's no real intent to it. But the point is that's the message that you're sending people. You're just saying, hey, it's a joke. It's a bit of a lull to drink nothing but beer. It's really bad for you. Like, and let's not even get started about the salty bar snacks that they're feeding you so that you buy more beer. Like,
yes.
It's a trap. You're all being fooled. Also, we had the Good Pair days. Where this is one I saw on Instagram, and it says, my head says gym, but my heart says wine. And I feel like that's incredibly problematic.
Yeah.
Because, like, my head said stop, and my heart said wine, 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 until I was nearly dead. So it's really not cool.
No, it really isn't.
I think the funniest part of that little tag was that they reshared our post, not realizing we were not complimenting them. I literally wrote, perpetrating the idea that it's funny and cute to discard self-care, growth and health for wine.
Oh, wow.
And they reshared that to their story because they didn't read it, because they don't care, because they're not doing the marketing properly. Like, it's just about sales.
Yeah.
I even pointed it out to them that they'd shared it and it wasn't a compliment, and they just replied, said, oh, yeah, I didn't read it. And that was it.
So what?
I thought that was pretty funny.
Oh, my gosh.
But I guess on the topic of having responses from some of them, do you want to chat a little bit about Jimmy Brings?
Yeah, Jimmy Brings. So this is something that I think must have popped up in your Facebook feed.
Which is weird. Why do I get so many alcohol? Why are you looking at me like that? This is a serious question.
Yeah.
No, wait, why?
Because you were a heavy drinker.
And it knows that?
Yes, 100%.
But
one iPhone's listening to us.
I mean, yes, but I don't know if you guys know this, but on Facebook, if you see ads that you don't like, whatever, you can click whatever. And I always click not relevant to me.
Yeah, interesting.
To everything that's alcohol, I'm like, and anything that's based in Cardiff, I'm like, not relevant to me, not relevant to me. I don't want to keep saying it. It's triggering. But it keeps coming up.
Well, then have you liked anything like university or student related recently?
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point. I've been going to some student-led protests for climate change recently.
Mm.
So I guess I've been engaging a lot with the university body there.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So this popped up And it was an ad about Jimmy Brings, who deliver alcohol in 30 minutes, and there was a student discount or whatever. So
I was shook.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. And we had a bit of a calling out of them on our Instagram, and they've emailed us.
They have, which yes. I was really, really grateful for.
Yeah.
What were your initial thoughts on Jimmy Brings?
I was like, what is happening? Tash, what have you done? When I first saw it, I was like, I don't know what's happening anymore. And then I saw this email and was like, what is this? And then went on Instagram and saw the whole thing and was like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. I guess like for me, I was like, my initial thought was, oh my God, somebody that delivers alcohol.
Yeah.
For me as an alcoholic, the fact that I was so drunk that I couldn't go and get more alcohol saved my life.
Yeah.
The idea that just using an app on my phone, not having to talk to anyone, not having to leave my house, I could have someone bring me more alcohol that could potentially tip me over the edge and kill me.
Yeah.
Is a terrifying, terrifying prospect.
Yeah.
For my past self and anyone else who's even close to being in that situation, like the damage that it can do. Let's not even get started on how many drinks people should be drinking, the responsible sale of alcohol, you know, checking IDs and all of that kind of stuff. They were my major concerns. They were the major things that I was really worried about, like as a consumer, that is being targeted. And it was targeted to uni students.
Yes.
It directly says in the body of the text, students, I know you don't have much money. Here's a discount to get cheaper alcohol delivered to you. And that horrified me.
Yeah, fair.
But the response?
Yeah, the response was talking about their core values and how they assure that their customers aren't in any harm when they deliver alcohol. So they, according to their email, take it really seriously as a team and talk about it all the time in their office. So it sounds like they have an office culture that actually care about their customers. Definitely. And care about their drivers as well, which is really nice because obviously you're delivering stuff and there are horror stories on horror stories of delivery services.
That's a really good point. That's not something I'd considered, the safety of the delivery driver. Like what happens if there's a really out of control drunken party that they're delivering alcohol to and something goes wrong? That's really interesting.
Yeah. So they seem to take that into consideration. Same with their customers. So I'm assuming it's a thing where it is a regular sort of basis where like you create a bit of a relationship with your customers, which you want to do in any marketing sense.
I imagine it's a little bit like Uber Eats. Like once you start, you can't stop. Like why would you go out to dinner when you can have someone bring dinner to you?
Yes.
Why would you go to the Bottle-O when you can have someone bring it to you?
Yeah, exactly. And then in terms of like access and like bringing things to you and maybe you don't have the ability to leave your house or like the transport to get you there. So they say that they operate under a strict RSA laws and are obliged to not complete deliveries if a customer seems intoxicated.
I thought it was really interesting as well that each driver
has an RSA
and they are the responsible person and that they can and have blacklisted and removed drivers from circulation.
Yes.
You know, for inappropriate behavior or not complying. And I think that the fact that they made that so clear to us is really important. And it shows that it is something that they actively take into consideration.
Yes. And the fact that they've prioritized their customer's safety. So it must be a thing of like, if you see the number of people who are drink driving to get more alcohol, if you cut out the middleman in that process, then you essentially are helping people and potentially saving lives.
And as an alcoholic, that was not my first thought.
Yeah.
It was actually only Annie who brought up that particular point to me. And I thought, God, I didn't even think about that, the lives that it would be saving. I was just so focused on how damaging it would have been to me if I was in that situation, and I very much took it very, very personally.
Yeah.
I was so pleased with the response that we got.
Yeah, they end the email by saying that we may never see eye to eye on the fundamentals of our business, but it was important to this person writing the email. Jen.
Thanks, Jen.
Props to you that we know that they take the safety and wellbeing of their customers seriously.
Yeah.
So thanks, Jen.
Yeah, totally. Thank you. Like, because obviously we are calling out a lot of people on our Instagram for their advertising, and a lot of people ignore it, and that's totally fine. Like, I'm not really tagging them because I expect a response.
Yeah.
But the fact that we got one that was clearly so passionate and really meant something, really genuine, it really changed the way that I felt about it. It allowed me to see it from different perspectives that I hadn't before.
Yeah.
And that's how we change our opinions, you know, with new information and new opinions. That's how we change. That's how we grow. So I'm more than happy to put my hands up in the air and say, hey, I think Jimmy Brings might actually be a good business model.
Yeah.
So that was a nice one. That was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I also wanted to talk about alcohol-related gifts around Christmas time.
Yes.
Have you ever received anything like maybe a hip flask or like a margarita kit or something?
Ooh. I've had like the novelty wine aerator like glasses.
Oh, yep.
And I've received cocktail mixes before, like the syrups and stuff.
And was that when you were old enough to drink?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Definitely, 100%. Yeah. Yeah. And, like, I've received alcohol as gifts as well for Christmas time. Yeah.
I guess, like, as an alcoholic, that was obviously my interest. That's what I'm interested in, is getting drunk. So that's a lot of the gifts I would get. I've been given countless hip flasks.
Okay.
In an all different array of shapes and sizes and sparkles and engraved and engraved. I've got literally dozens.
Yeah.
Gifted, yeah, loads of margarita mixes, but like buckets of it.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like not like, here's a little make yourself a personal drink. Yeah. It's like, here, make 10 liters.
Yeah. Yeah.
I actually reference probably one of the most inappropriate gifts that you could ever be given as an alcoholic on our recent Patreon episode.
Mm.
So you can listen to how my dad gifted me a 3-liter wine vessel on my 18th birthday.
Oh my gosh.
It was all downhill from there. And I got a lot of questions like, why didn't I? Anyway.
Yeah.
Given things like cocktail recipe books. I know people that have been given wine tasting experiences or like sommelier courses or bartending, you know, classes with their friends and things like this. And is it such a culture of giving alcohol or giving the intent of a night out, you know, like, oh, here, have fun on us, you know. And for me, I found like a lot of those things I didn't use because I was just drinking cheap fucking wine. Like I was, you know, out of a pint glass. Like I didn't need your fancy anything, but all it did was, I guess, cement the idea that it was fine and that everyone was fine with it and that everyone was encouraging it and, oh, it's fine. Like my parents totally know I drank because they got me this funny wine-related gift. They don't care. It's fine. No one's concerned. It's not a big deal. And obviously I don't blame anyone like for gifts like that, but maybe it's just something that we can all be mindful of, like as a society, of like what message we're really sending with the gifts that we're giving.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wild. Any other like marketing things that you've noticed?
No, not particularly. I was going to say it's a good note to end.
Yeah.
That on.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, great Sunday.
Yes.
That's nice seeing you.
Love that. Yeah. If you see anything weird marketing wise in terms of alcohol, tag us in it, my dudes.
Tag us, email, like tweet us, anything you want. We're resharing them on our Instagram highlights.
Mm.
I've also got another highlight where I'm actually I've been trialing some of my favorite non-alcohol beverages.
Yes.
And giving them a little rating out of 10.
Yeah.
I've only got a few on there. So if you've got a favorite beverage that you think that I should give a try,
yeah,
hit me up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right. See you soon.
Goodbye.
Bye.